Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President of baseball yesterday, president of the business side today. Crane Kenny, kind enough to pull up a chair here at Sloan Park. Crane, how you doing today?
Really good.
Mac cannot stop talking about every time he's here how amazing this place is.
It's crazy. It is crazy good. I mean, maybe that was too many camps at Hohokam. Crane, I don't know. It's just this is an incredible facility. It's a campus, and congratulations. And I just said to Atlanta, Cubs fans who haven't made the trip, who used to go to Mesa for games down the streets and around the corner, you got to come here. This place is great.
Yeah, it's you know, and what's here, obviously Sloan Park, really important to us. And you know, last Sunday we had 16,000 in the ballpark, which is incredible when you think there are a number of major league teams that didn't draw on average 16,000 during the season last year. So, you know, credit to our fans and a great ballpark. But actually more important in this great facility is what's happening next door at the Under Armour Performance Center.
Right.
So when I first started doing this job in 03, you know, we were over at Fitch Park for the training. And what would happen during the day would be when it was time for nutrition, we would literally serve them bologna sandwiches out on a picnic table. They all sat outside because there was no indoor facility for them to eat. We had a 900 square foot weight room, and you know, with 250 players in camp, trying to fit them in and staggering their workouts, we had four practice fields instead of seven. It was, you know, and what drove this development really wasn't Sloan Park. It was how inadequate our training facilities were.
Mm-hmm.
So big credit to the city of Mesa to step up and help us. But what really makes me smile is to go to see Tim Buss over in a weight room. I think it's, you know, 24,000 square feet. He has every piece of equipment. We have everything we do need to rehab players, a full nutrition center. So we're giving our players a chance to compete with the other 29 clubs because this facility is really important to us.
And it seems like every year there's something new, either here or Wrigley or in both places. What's the newest thing that fans can expect?
So when they come into the ballpark next year, the thing that they'll notice probably more than any is the suites will be finished. We don't have a significant change to the player facility. So we moved the dugouts, expanded the dugouts last year. We moved the bullpens the year before. That's all done. The visiting players finally get a new clubhouse. So that's a big thing for the visiting team. For our fans, three new clubs come online, so we have two more. We have the 1914 Club, American Airlines 1914 Club last year. We've got the Maker's Mark Barrel Room, the W Club downstairs, and then upstairs we've got the Catalina Club coming on board. So for those fans in those sections, new amenities. And then all new for every fan upstairs, all new outdoor patios to bring more concession and restroom features, because if you think about it, we had about 12,000 fans upstairs. We had one central concession, one central restroom for all of those fans. So I think the congestion upstairs would be much relieved.
That's great. I saw so many games up there, and yeah, that the area right behind home plate. No, I'm serious. I watched game 3 and 4 of the World Series with my dad up there,
right.
Section 525. Those bathroom lines. It's going to be a much improved thing for many
relieved,
fans.
As Crane said.
Yes. Relieved.
Relieved.
Yeah. I see what he did there. It's a good play on words.
Yeah.
How this season, between now and launch of Marquee, how much work is still to be done now that the announcement has actually been made?
Yeah, all of it, really.
I mean, okay.
The announcement is the beginning of a process. In fact, today here in our suite, we have some of our distributors that will be picking up our network. And what we're talking to them about, and it's really a cool process, is since the network doesn't exist, what types of things would they find important in retaining subscribers? So they are facing a landscape where cord shaving, cord cutting, you know, is prevalent. We actually have the gentleman who runs YouTube TV here, so one of our important distributors, and talking about the OTT or the over-the-top distribution that's really becoming popular. And as we design programming for the network, we obviously know the core programming is going to be the games and the pre- and post-game and all the features we're doing. And, in fact, on Monday we launch our YouTube channel, which is going to be a teaser for some of the things you'll see on the network in 2020. And some really cool original production on that channel that you'll see on Monday. But what we're talking with those folks about is, so what makes a difference to their subscribers, who are all Cup fans? What causes them to want to find this channel more frequently than just the games? And so we're trying to look at developing our programming schedule around not just what we think is important, but what the distributors think is important.
Man, so that is speaking my language in so many ways, because all of my friends, like, I haven't cut the cord yet because of my job and watching all those games, but so many of my friends have, and it's not a money issue. You know, it's just they can get the content in there on demand ways. So it feels like, baseball is an age issue in some parts.
Yep.
So it sounds like you guys are going to try to be cognizant of bringing the games to as many of your fans as possible, but also targeting young fans and young distribution models. Yep. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And really playing with some ideas I can't quite share yet, because I don't want to share something and then not deliver. But we're looking at a couple things that really target younger fans.
Okay.
I think we've already committed that Len and JD are going to be in the booth. So for the fan who wants the traditional broadcast that feels a lot like what they're saying today, that's clearly going to happen. The question is, do you have a second booth, for instance? Do you have the same feed from the same trucks, but have a little different call of the game? Maybe that might be angled a little towards the sports betting market or the statistic market. I mean, I think some of our younger fans really... really groove on seeing all the statistics, and then I think some of our other fans may not. And so can we do both? So we're playing with a whole bunch of ideas like that. And the cool part of controlling our own destiny is those are our decisions. We don't have to run them through Philadelphia and get Comcast to sign off and get the other three teams to sign off. If we think it makes sense for this fan base at this time of life, we can do it.
Danny lit up. Danny lit up like a man when you said gambling.
Well, it's
speaking his language.
It's time, Crane.
Crane, have conversations begun, not regarding Cubs baseball or rebroadcast of Cubs baseball, but for other live and local programming?
Yes. Yeah, so we've what's interesting is a lot of folks are saying, so what happens in the off season? And, you know, my joke has been, is there an off season? So we started this thing up in February. Playing baseball through October.
You've been playing golf.
I've been trying to play some golf. But so if you can play baseball through October and you start February with spring training, obviously you got the winter meetings and GM meetings and everything else that happens in December, plus the Cubs convention in January. You know, as my wife says, the biggest misnomer in the world is the so-called off-season, because it's really our busiest time
sure.
of year. And so you wonder, like, when is the network dark? Now, if we wanted to put live sports on in the winter, I've probably had 30 phone calls from people offering me college sports for the winter. And as you know, there's an endless supply of basketball. And so the real question is that really what we want to be, you know, in our sort of design, that it's a Cubs channel? Does it make sense to be seeing Missouri Valley Conference basketball or other things there that don't really generate a rating, but they're live events? So the answer, Dan, is we're working through that right now.
So you mentioned distribution, right? There have been models before, people who have their own networks, and it's usually not 100% seamless with 100% carriage on opening day one. I assume the goal is that, obviously, as many fans that can see the Cubs today on TV get to see the Cubs on TV then. How realistic is that for opening day of 2020?
Well, so we have a plan on the whiteboard that says we're going to have more subs on opening day than we have today, because there are markets that don't carry NBC, for instance, in Iowa and Indiana. You know, Indiana is an interesting market. It's our home television territory, but when you think about bringing the current channel into Indiana, well, they can't take the Bulls games. So if you're a subscriber in Indianapolis, do you want to pay for a channel that has the Bulls, even though they're blacked out because of the Pacers? There really isn't much of a White Sox market there. So what you're doing is you're paying for four teams, but there's only an appetite for two of them.
Right.
And so we don't get carried. So we think we'll pick up homes in markets like that. The same thing's true in Iowa. Obviously, our Des Moines AAA club there, we're not carried in many homes in Iowa right now. Again, because there isn't a huge passion for the White Sox and some of the other teams on the NBC channel. There's a huge passion for the Cubs. But because there are so many games on over-the-air television, they kind of cobble it together between the ESPN, Fox, GN, and ABC games. You know, they get roughly 80-some games in Iowa, and they've been able to live without it. Now, with all the games coming over to our channel, we think there's an opportunity to grow. That said, I'm realistic. You're right. Most of these channels don't launch with 100% carriage, and I'd say I liken it a little bit to this situation here in Arizona or anything else. you know, yeah, the end product here at Sloan Park is really terrific. But remember, there were a lot of bumps in the road and turns in the path to get here. You know, we go back to the ticket tax and all these other ideas that were floated around.
Right.
It wasn't warmly received when we thought about moving to Florida. And, you know, with some bumps and bruises, we end up with this great place. Same thing with Wrigley. You know, the Wrigley path wasn't exactly, you know, without a bend or two in the road. I think the network will have a bend or two in the road, too. But we have great ownership. You know, the Ricketts family, their view from the beginning has been do what's right for the next 70 years. And we'll live with the bumps in the road. So I think maybe a bump or two in the road as we get launched, but hopefully a pretty smooth path.
Anything else that you need to plug that we've missed in terms of news? Or?
Concerts at Wrigley Field. Is Billy Joel has to be part of the?
No, I
think he mailed it in the last time I saw him there. But no, I've seen him there several times. But there was just one bump in the road. But when you're Billy Joel, you can have a bad night. I'll give him a mulligan.
I didn't see that show, so I didn't. I missed his off night if he had one. No, we only have two shows booked at the moment. The two Grateful Dead shows. And it may be a lighter concert schedule this year, just based on the acts that are touring. You know, we're subject to the whims of the concert schedule. So, in that case, we just have fewer.
The anthem is about to start here at Sloan Park. Crane, thank you very much for
yes.
the time.
Yeah,
and
everybody has been so generous to our station. Thank
you. You've
so
helped
much.
It out this
Great.
Week a lot. Thank you very much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.